Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about Grace Community Bible Church. How we're doing with our middle name, Community. Grace Community Bible Church. Our July 7th community outreach event will be a celebration of our local church being planted 10 years ago to reach the community south of the river for Jesus Christ. The event helps the community to know that we are here, what our mission, values, and distinctives are as a local church. Most importantly, it highlights our focus on being a local community fellowship, that is, that has a heart for Christ, centered on service, doing the one another's, and sharing the good news of the gospel. As Christians, this is what we have been called to do, disciple one another and reach out to the lost, sharing the gospel truth in a loving and prayerful manner. To help get us thinking about our upcoming July 7th community outreach event, we are going to look at 3 points as a theological basis for community, or common unity. The theology is based on the first and second commandments, which apply within and outside the local church. Faith that works is another general theological principle that applies to both community and outreach. We will follow this up by looking at the practical outworking of community as it relates to the Great Commission. I want to acknowledge Pastors Tim Challies and Aaron Mekanoff and Pastor Jeff Rich and the Outreach Media Group for the biblical insights that I've been able to gather as putting together this teaching. Grace Community Bible Church, being a small local church, has 4 distinctives that guide us. First, we are committed to verse-by-verse Bible preaching. What God says is life-giving and life-changing. So we seek to explain and apply God's Word in its context, which builds a solid biblical foundation for the gospel. Second, we worship with God-centered, Christ-exalting hymns and contemporary music. Third, we are convicted that God's Word calls us to follow Jesus in every aspect of life. We desire to be disciples of Jesus Christ who serve and disciple one another and our local community in love. This equipping includes small groups, children, youth ministries, and focused men and women fellowships. Fourth, as a local church, we desire to stay relatively small, seeking instead to plant other churches committed to verse-by-verse preaching, God-centered worship, and discipleship. All church organizations, but especially small local churches, need to be accountable and responsible for their time and resources to focus on their published priorities. Our stated mission and vision at Grace Community Bible Church are carried out in the context of community. Let's take a look at our mission. Grace Community Bible Church exists to exalt Christ, to edify saints, and to evangelize the world to the glory of the triune God. Our vision or our picture is that we want to desire to make disciples of Jesus Christ in the Lakeville community through expository preaching and teaching of the Scriptures, prayer, fellowship, and the ordinances in order to plant like-minded, Christ-exalting, saint-edifying, and world-evangelizing churches south of the river and beyond. Community is clearly a priority for us at Grace Community Bible Church, for it is through our biblical attitude toward our calling as disciples that we actively reach out to share the life-giving gospel to the unbelievers and provide assistance and encouragement to believers as we walk through life with them in service to Christ. We often feel a sense of guilt, a false sense of guilt, that is, but a sense of guilt nonetheless, as we compare ourselves to other churches and parachurch organizations in regards to community outreach. However, smaller local churches like Grace Community Bible Church can often make a bigger community impact for Christ by careful, limited partnering with like-minded churches and organizations. Further, we need to take stock of the ways that God is already using Grace Community Bible Church members in community outreach, like nursing homes, prison ministries, community cares, conferences, counseling, and the Amnion Pregnancy Center. Many ideas and coordinators with ample volunteers can make a small church an effective local church. An effective local church that does outreach. As a small church, we have been careful to do a few things well, not allowing ourselves to be spread so thin that little progress is made in any endeavor. At Grace Community Bible Church, we must celebrate the small wins as the Holy Spirit works through all these small engagements and through each interaction with our neighbors in the community. Point number two, why do we have the term community? What does community outreach mean for various churches? It could be a response to disasters, shelter, food, or spiritual support, for example, working with the state, federal, or community agencies. Could be a spiritual fix. Perhaps someone is going through some hard times, struggles, trials, suffering, and they come to the church, to the fellowship, to a pastor to help them through a tough time spiritually. Public service. Care for the homeless, providing meals, shelters, cleanup, cookouts, car washes, conferences, events, kids programs, counseling, social services, coordination, and a myriad of other public service. And of course, evangelism. Community outreach for the community through the church means evangelism, both within and outside the church doors. And of course, biblical growth, studies, Bible studies, fellowship connections, and contributions to academics. What does the community see as the role of churches? In 2011, a Barner Group study was accomplished. The results of that show that 53% of Americans see the church as a very positive value to the community. 25% see it as simply valuable, and 3% see it as a negative influence on the community. That leaves about 19% undecided or indifferent on the matter. The study shows that older generations recognize the value of the church on the local community more than the younger adults. A striking finding was that 21% had no response when asked how churches could contribute in a positive way to their community. Nearly one-third of the unchurched, those not attending for the last 6 months, nearly one-third of that unchurched did not see any benefit in church congregation or membership. When asked on how the church serves the community, responses included, 29% said the church serves the community by addressing poverty and helping the poor. 12% says the church serves the community through spiritual direction. 13% through serving youth, families, and elderly. 14% cultivating values, moral, compassion, and unity. 10% saw that the church serves the community through recovery assistance and counseling. The Barna Group conclusions include such things as the churches are seen as important to the community, even by those who do not attend on a regular basis. Generally, the unchurched are indifferent to the church overall, but do see the value of the church impact on the community. The government and the church are seen to provide assistance to those in need within the community and introducing people to a transformed life in Christ is rarely perceived to be an act of community service. However, we know that biblical pattern. And the biblical pattern is you change communities by transforming lives one at a time. Number three, the theological basis for community and practical outworking of the community. The concepts of community come up in two big ways in the Bible and at Grace Community Bible Church. First, community of believers. And second, community outreach. Both are essential for the proper operation of the local church and supported in Scripture. Without the congregation acting in unity as one community of believers, Christ will not remain the focus. However, community involvement is also essential for a context of evangelism and serving by faith to fulfill the Great Commission. First, we will look at three points as a theological basis for community. We will follow this up by looking at the practical outworking of community as it relates to the Great Commission. The Great Commission can be stated as the practical outworking of the first and second greatest commandments combined with the concept of a faith that works. So let's take a look at the community in the local church from Acts 2, 42 through 47. New Testament believers performed common unity day by day, doing the one another's, breaking bread and sharing life. In Thessalonians 2:8, Paul stresses the closeness, like a family, of the early Thessalonian church as they shared with him in the gospel and their very daily lives. 1 John 13:34, Jesus commands us to love one another just as he has loved us. Hebrews 3:13 tells us to exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. It has been said that many relationships are messy, but they are a mess worth making. Pastor Dan has recently taught on this specific point. Paul Tripp has noted that we are to be instruments in the Redeemer's hands. Are you allowing God to use you as an instrument to redeem his people? Pastor Jeff recently explained that relationships involve conflict, but conflict does not have to tear at our common unity in the local church. Conflict, if biblically addressed, can help us to grow as one in Christ-likeness. Community in the local church looks like the body of one clothing itself in Christ, who is perfect in all ways and offers us his Spirit to live out our faith in a God-honoring way. So, common unity or community is essential within the local church. This serves as the basis for being able to fulfill our calling as a local church to serve the needs of our local secular community and to reach the lost for Christ. Second, the first and second greatest commandments in Matthew 22 through 34 through 40. We look at that and we see that the first commandment is to love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and the second being that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. If we love someone with all that we are, do we need to intimately walk with them through life? Sure we do. Do we not seek to know, understand, and serve them before ourselves? Of course we do. Are they not first in our prayers, our hopes, and our plans? Yes. We do not need any teaching and training on how to place ourselves first in our lives. But what about others? And what about Christ? Can we place them first before us? What if you focused on placing Christ first, others in the community second, and yourself last in all your desires, thoughts, planning, and action? What difference would that make in living out the gospel? Take a minute and think what a testimony to Christ your life would be. What is one thing that you desire to do in Christ that you keep saying, someday when I have time, I'm going to... Well, you know what? Today is that day. Write it down. Take some action. Third, saved by faith, a faith that works. Romans tells us that we are saved by faith, yet also that faith without works is dead. Yes, God knows our hearts, and on the day of Jesus' return, we will need to account for all we did and did not do in obedience to Scripture. Have you faithfully served for Jesus to the least of these? At Grace Community Bible Church, do we only care about community in the context of the walls of our local church or our holy huddles? We are to labor as we feed the hungry, care for the sick, visit those in prison, showing compassion and love in our communities. Is this the local church version of socialism? No. But in Matthew 25, 34 through 41, it is also for our good and biblical growth that we serve others in Christ Jesus. Verse 34 in particular states a promise from Jesus that we will be blessed if we serve in this way. In verses 35 and 36, the picture of serving the least of people is revealed, that this is how we are treating Jesus himself. Notice Jesus says, I was hungry and you fed me. When you serve the least of these in our community, you are also serving Jesus. The least of these are loved by God, and God identifies with them in their time of need. Item D on your sheets, evangelism through outreach, the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. The Great Commission is about making disciples in our local communities and worldwide to the ends of the earth. This is the heart of outreach, reaching the people who are lost for Christ and teaching them to grow in Christ-likeness. This includes many ministry elements, such as sharing the gospel, preaching the word, showing compassion, gathering in fellowship, defending your faith, sharing your testimony, and being invitational for corporate worship. All are critical in our Lord's commandment to the believers, and all are part of community outreach. So why does it seem that outreach and evangelism are often separated ministry programs? Why is it so hard to weave evangelism into our outreach programs? Can each stand on its own? Well, let's define some terms. First, evangelism. Evangelism is the act of speaking or presenting the gospel, the good news. Acts 20:24 calls it the gospel of God's grace. Matthew 4:23, the gospel of the kingdom. Romans 1:16, the gospel of Christ. Ephesians 6:15, the gospel of peace. Ephesians 1:23, the gospel of everlasting salvation. And 1 and 2 Corinthians, in particular, Paul emphasizes the urgencies to share the gospel to all men at the cost of all things. Now let's look at outreach. That was evangelism. So for outreach, although the term is not directly found in Scripture, it is accepted to imply the actual act or reaching out, serving, sharing, teaching, helping a community in meeting its needs, and letting the community know of the church's existence. It has been well stated that the outreach or acts of service, these need to be acts of love done by the local church that allows people to make a connection with the church that may eventually draw them into fellowship. So, outreach can be pictured as the canvas that exists for God to call together his saved and unsaved children to where their unique personalities, gifts, and talents can be mixed in activities that the Holy Spirit will use to draw people to Christ and transform lives. This is not to confuse that Scripture clearly teaches that we are to evangelize, to share the gospel specifically, to fulfill the Great Commission mandate. The context of outreach does little if all we are doing is serving the community, helping the hurting, caring for the less fortunate, and building relationships. Even feeding the poor without drawing them into relationship focused on feeding them the gospel of Christ is unloving to them eternally and not fulfilling our calling as servants or slaves of Christ. However, Pastor Tim Challies of Grace Fellowship Church in Toronto wisely notes that there may be an important link between outreach and evangelism. He says, oftentimes, we reach out to people to draw them into a place where we can evangelize them. We may provide children with an opportunity to have fun so that we can invite their parents to come to our church, where we will take an opportunity to share the good news with them. It is the hope of any believer that his actions will cause others to realize he is somehow different and convict that person so he can ask, what makes the believer different? So, you can see how the local church, we can feed the poor and even have a food shelf if our intentions are gospel-centered and we ensure that we give the gospel out as part of that outreach. All right, four ways to implement the practical outworking of community. First of all, we must have the right picture of community. First, embrace the community. Embrace the you in the community. We don't hear that very often these days, but you are part of the community. What gifts, interests, and talents can you leverage to connect with others? This is your local mission field every day in every way. Do your homework. Who lives in the community, and how is it changing or staying the same? What are the people's needs, and how can you serve them? Look for ways to link people in our community circles to church and fellowship events. What ministries at Grace Community Bible Church or other solid local churches can be leveraged to bless our community? How is God already working in our community that we can assist or partner with another church or organization? Actively go out seeking to develop relationships, always ready to share your testimony. How would you go about asking a member of our community to share with you their trials, challenges, and hopes? Recognize that some people see churches as judgmental, narrow-minded, and hurtful. The second way to implement an outworking of community is to continue to grow in preparation for the opportunity itself. Be in the Word daily, so that you can be praying for relationship opportunities and will have the confidence to share biblical wisdom and encouragement when guided by the Holy Spirit. Check your motivation for gospel-focused outreach. Are you doing it so that you can tell others about it, seeking praise? Is your focus only centered on growing Grace Community Bible Church membership, or are you focused on sharing the gospel with encouraging follow-up, regardless of what good church they might attend down the road? How can we encourage each other to be accountable and to being deliberate and actively reaching out in building relationships? Let's say that again. How can we encourage each other to be accountable, to being deliberate about actively reaching out to build relationships? How do we facilitate conversations that will develop meaningful relationships where the gospel can follow someday versus superficial, comfortable, nice weather talk? How can we disciple or learn from each other to get better at building purposeful relationships? The third way to implement outworking of community is to engage the church members, yourselves, to identify and serve in opportunities, which is what we have coming up on July 7th for our 10th year anniversary. At Grace Community Bible Church, we have already reached out into the community in many, many ways. Just look at how we are engaged in the community opportunities and are actively seeking to share our testimonies and the gospel. Attend on a Wednesday night to hear the praises and the prayers for all those that we have reached out to give the gospel. Let's think creatively about opportunities now within our community where we can engage as individuals and groups. So in your groups, you're going to take 3 to 5 minutes per table, and you're going to list and share a couple of ideas. Some of the things on the list already are nursing home ministries, community care, summer children's vacation Bible school, Christian children camps, teen challenge, prison ministries, elderly assistance, neighborhood gatherings, inviting someone in for a holiday meal, inviting a coworker to lunch, a walk, or an event, focusing on hospitality with church visitors, and many more that you'll be filling in. All right, welcome back now. So, as we started out the C Hour, community is our middle name at Grace Community Bible Church, literally. And it's important that we connect back to that in our purpose and our goals, our distinctives and our actions. We talked about our vision. We talked about our mission. We talked about the 10th anniversary coming up on July 7th, an opportunity to reach the community. So let's move on to what should you expect as you engage the local community on July 7th at this 10th anniversary of the Grace Community Church Bible Plant. Well, friends and family and neighbors will come for all different reasons. Some will come because they were invited by you, so please be invitational. Others will read the announcement in the newspaper or happen to drive by and see the event. Either way, they are looking for a community atmosphere that has activities, interests, and is engaging for all ages, family status, and religious backgrounds. This means we are to engage them as Christ did, by drawing them out in conversation, looking to make a long-term connection with the hope of sharing the gospel down the road. In other words, we are to be hospitable, putting the needs of others first, serving them in all ways as a humble servant out of the overflow of God's love for them through us. Should you encourage them to attend Grace Community Bible Church? Should you share the gospel? Should you engage in biblical apologetics? Yes and no. You should practice what we call situational discipleship or situational evangelism. This means you engage and interact with awareness and sensitivity to each person, recognizing that you need to meet them where they are in their faith journey. Pray, ask, listen, connect, share, and follow up. Oftentimes, people require you to earn the right to engage them on topics like religion, spiritual beliefs, and worldviews. But don't overthink it. Smile, have fun, engage in small talk. Inquire about their family, jobs, hobbies, sports, the twins if they're still winning. Invite them to participate in the celebration activities. Find a common connection or a person that you know, or another person at Grace Community Bible Church that may have a common connection with them because of an activity or a relationship or an interest. Simply show them you care about them and you are pleased to talk with them. Allow God's love to just flow out of you in a loving, patient, engaging way. Remember, don't stress. God is sovereign and already knows how each of these engagements will play out in his loving plan. Pastor Jeff will be sharing the gospel in his presentation, so rest assured, the gospel will go out, and pray that the Holy Spirit will prepare hearts to receive it. In closing, there are some helpful tips that I've been able to put together from some of the resources we looked at in order to prepare this continuing education hour for you. First, focus first on building relationships, understanding, and trust. Second, treat everyone with dignity and respect. Third, extend hospitality, offering event information and assistance. Fourth, invite them to an upcoming event. Fifth, think about how you can serve them in follow-up contact next week. Sixth, remember their names and basic information that they share, which shows you care about them and are interested in engaging further. Seven, encourage them by linking their interests, hobbies, employment, etc. with others at Grace Community Bible Church or your circle of relationships. 8. Don't hound all their time, but introduce them to others at the event. 9. Be ready to tell them 3 reasons you choose to attend Grace Community Bible Church. Now, know the distinctives of Grace Community Bible Church. Ask them what they look for in a church as well. 11. Be ready to share 3 key points of your testimony while encouraging them to share where they are at with their faith journey. and 12, most importantly. Pray for the Holy Spirit to draw them to Christ-likeness. At this time, I'd like to invite Pastor Jeff for closing comments, followed by some logistical updates from Pastor Don and Dave regarding our 10th anniversary coming up on July 7th. Please keep these tips handy, share them with your family, and if you have any questions, thoughts, concerns, ideas, please share them after this session. Thank you and have a great day. And Lord, we pray, amen.